This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of not getting stuck on our spiritual journey. And one thing I've noticed from studying the scriptures is that certain people of God have had their names changed over time. So, for example, we know Abraham started out with the name Abram, but God eventually gave him the new name Abraham, which means father of many nations. His wife Sarah became Sarah, which means princess. What I notice is that their names changed after they received God's miracle. And for Sarah and Abraham, their names changed following the miracle of Sarah giving birth so late in life. In other words, their old names no longer seem fitting for where God was taking them or for the new blessings he bestowed upon them. And this inspires me, too, to keep pressing forward and to evolve spiritually. I've written a book called Blues to Blessings, and in the last chapter, it's titled 8 Suzettes Ago. And what I mean by that is I want my spiritual walk to look different 20 years later than it did 20 years ago. And that's, you know, the good and the ugly, all intertwined, but continually producing a new version of myself that grows in spiritual depth. And the words that I will cling to guide me are, the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Colossians 1:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, what name best characterizes your spiritual walk?